Everyone in the world is searching for peace. As Christians, we don't have to search for peace. We have been given peace. We must only learn to preserve it. Peace is not a state of mind. Peace is a person, and he is Jesus Christ. And when we believe in Christ, when we live for Christ, we will preserve the peace he has given us. It's not the world's peace. For the world, peace means absence of problems. No problem means peace. India and Pakistan are at peace when they are not at war. No war means peace. So for a human being in the world, no trouble means peace. Whereas for us Christians, peace is a person, and since this person never changes, they can have peace in the midst of the most trying circumstances, because he has given us his peace. So peace actually means unity with God. One with God. Through Christ we have peace with God. In our country, so many people are searching for peace. For 27 years of my life, I had never heard that Jesus Christ was my Savior. I come from a higher Brahmin family. Grew up in Madras city, visiting all the temples. Sai Baba temple, Vadapani temple. Every possible temple I used to go. Every night I used to pray to various gods and goddesses. And hoping I will one day have peace. Till when I was 27 years old, a colleague of mine in office in Siemens challenged me. He said, "Raj, you're a religious person, I know that. There's only one way to God, and that is Jesus Christ. And the gods you worship, they are not gods." Very politely, very gently he told me, "They are not gods, they are demons." And I got so angry with him. "What do you mean they are demons?" He said, "This is the truth. If you don't believe what I say, you ask the living God. He will speak to you." "He will speak to me?" He said, "Yes." He said, "He will speak to you." So I thought, I will prove him wrong. This guy is a fanatic. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a good person, but he had a fanatic. I thought he's a good fanatic. So I thought I must prove him wrong. So to prove him wrong, I began to read the Bible. I never read the Bible in my life. In our home, we had a Bible. My sister had a Bible. But she never read it. None of us read it. She used to keep the Bible under a pillow at night to get good dreams at night. I don't know whether she got good dreams or not, but she always had the Bible under the pillow. No one read it. But I began to read the Bible. And as I began to read the Bible to prove my friend wrong, I want to prove to him that all religions are the same. But in the process of reading the Bible over 1 year, God proved me wrong. And from John 14:6, he showed me that he is the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. After 1 year of secretly reading the Bible, on the 25th of May 1980, at 9:30 p.m., I gave my life to Jesus. I rejected all the Hindu gods and goddesses I worshipped. For 10 years I was following Sai Baba, Puttaparthi Sai Baba. He used to do like this, gave me ashes to put on my forehead. When I was in Germany, my mother used to send ash by post to Germany. I used to put the ash on my forehead, ash by post. But when I gave my life to Christ, everything changed. Everything changed. Next day morning I got up and said, "Lord, how is it? For 27 years, no Christian ever told me Jesus had paid the price for my sins." I had many friends in school and college. I went to school here in Don Bosco School, 1 year Loyola College, 5 years engineering college. Many Christian friends. No one ever told me Jesus was my Savior. But that night, I received salvation, I received peace. And by the grace of God, I have learned to preserve that peace. Because Jesus says, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you have life and have it in abundance. And by the grace of God, for the last 24 years as a Christian, not once have I ever been discouraged. I have never had any fear or anxiety for 24 years. Simply by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, who reminds us of the promises of God, of the Word of God, and any time anything happened to discourage me, at that moment, God's Holy Spirit will take a scripture verse, bring it to my heart and mind, and give me the antidote for discouragement, which is the Word of God. God is absolutely holy, and we are unholy. And the only way we can be reconciled to Him is the perfect sacrifice. And that perfect sacrifice was the blood of Jesus. By the blood shed on the cross, we have peace with God. We have unity with God. We are one with God. When we sin against God, we lose the peace. Jesus has given us his peace, and the devil wants to steal that peace.